Hello everyone, welcome to Tesla Daily News. Today is August 2nd, Saturday, and the following is the latest Tesla news. According to HNA in Germany and Indian Television in India, Tesla's China strategy is under an intense global spotlight amid speculation about a future merger with SpaceX. HNA reports that insiders say Tesla has been exploring strategic options for its China business, including a possible sale, spin-off, or even closure of its Shanghai operations. The Shanghai Gigafactory is Tesla's largest plant worldwide and a key export hub, but it is also a flashpoint for geopolitical and regulatory risk. Advisors have reportedly discussed scenarios such as selling the factory, carving out a separate export entity, building an independent IT system for China, and preparing for the possibility of a severe China-Taiwan conflict by around 2027. Internally, some executives have been told to be ready for a separation of the China business. The German report emphasizes that Tesla's presence in China has been both a strength and a growing liability. Tesla enjoyed a rare status in China by owning its factory outright, unlike many foreign automakers forced into joint ventures. This helped Tesla ramp rapidly, but now the company faces intense competition from domestic EV champions like BYD, heavy price wars, and shrinking margins. At the same time, core Musk assets like Starlink and the social platform X are blocked in China, which highlights the political limits of Musk's broader tech ecosystem in that market. What makes this especially important for investors is how it ties into persistent speculation about a future merger between Tesla and SpaceX. HNA notes that SpaceX is a critical U.S. national security contractor. Any deep combination with Tesla could trigger scrutiny in Washington if Tesla remains heavily exposed to China. U.S. regulators may worry about sensitive technologies and data being indirectly influenced by Chinese rules or access. That is why advisors are reportedly modeling how Tesla could ring-fence or even exit China, in order to make a combined Musk technology group more acceptable from a national security standpoint. However, according to Indian Television citing a Reuters report, Elon Musk has publicly branded these China sale or spin-off reports as fake news. The Indian coverage adds useful context. Internally, Musk has for years pushed for what he calls a laser separation between Tesla's US and China operations, precisely to insulate the American business from geopolitical shocks. The Shanghai plant remains central, with capacity of roughly 1 million vehicles a year and a deeply localized supply chain where more than 95% of Model Y and Model 3 components in China are sourced domestically. Over 400 Chinese suppliers feed Shanghai, with dozens also supporting Tesla's global operations. Indian Television notes that Shanghai is not only vital for Chinese sales but is Tesla's main export hub to Europe and the Asia-Pacific region, historically contributing more than half of Tesla's global deliveries. Operationally, the China business continues to perform strongly. Deliveries of China-made Model 3 and Model Y rose sharply year-over-year in June, and second-quarter sales and exports from Shanghai increased by more than 30%. This underlines the trade-off investors must think about. China represents both strategic risk and strategic strength. On the merger front, Indian Television reports that speculation about combining Tesla and SpaceX has intensified. Musk has previously refused to rule out such a move, citing growing technological overlap. SpaceX President Gwynne Shotwell even remarked that bringing the companies together might make Musk's life a little easier by simplifying management. For shareholders, a combined entity could create a broad technology platform spanning EVs, energy, space infrastructure, satellite communications, and AI. But the China exposure remains a key obstacle regulators would examine. For Tesla investors and enthusiasts, the key takeaway from these dual reports is that while Musk publicly denies any immediate plan to sell or spin off China, Tesla's board and advisors are at least scenario planning for radical restructuring of the China business. The main drivers are geopolitical risk, regulatory scrutiny around a potential Tesla-SpaceX merger, and the need to protect sensitive technology and data. At the same time, the Shanghai factory's strong performance and deep integration into Tesla's global supply chain make any drastic move extremely complex and potentially disruptive to deliveries and margins. Turning now to Tesla's core business model and software strategy, according to The Motley Fool, Tesla's full self-driving subscription plan has quietly become a major, high-margin profit lever with the potential to reshape how investors value the company. The Motley Fool reports that Tesla ended the second quarter with about 1.48 million active full self-driving subscriptions. At a price of $99 per month, that annualizes to roughly $1.8 billion in subscription revenue. Compared with Tesla's roughly $95 billion in annual revenue, this is still a modest slice of the top line, but the margin profile is very different. Software like FSD, once developed and deployed, tends to generate far higher incremental margins than building and shipping hardware like vehicles. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has highlighted that in regions where FSD is approved, the take rate is very high, and buyers increasingly treat FSD as a must-have feature. That dynamic can support vehicle demand. Customers may choose Tesla specifically because they want the FSD ecosystem. Meanwhile, the FSD fleet has accumulated more than 12 billion miles of real-world driving data. The Motley Fool notes that this creates a powerful network effect. More users generate more data, which improves the neural networks behind FSD, which then makes the product more attractive, drawing in more users. Investors are particularly focused on how this data and software capability might support Tesla's planned robotaxi business. If Tesla can deploy a large robotaxi fleet in the coming year and close the gap with established players like Waymo, the revenue and margin potential could be transformative. Robotaxi services could turn Tesla into a hybrid of automaker, software platform, and mobility service provider, with recurring revenue streams more akin to technology companies than traditional car makers. However, the Motley Fool also underscores the risks. The path to large-scale robotaxi deployment is uncertain. It depends on regulatory approvals, technical progress, public safety perception, and Tesla's ability to expand FSD beyond supervised use. In the meantime, Tesla's financials are under pressure from heavy capital expenditure on AI infrastructure, robotics, and new initiatives. Earnings and free cash flow may remain volatile and relatively weak as management spends aggressively ahead of potential long-term payoff. For investors, this means FSD and robotaxis are a high-risk, high-reward story. The subscription base demonstrates real traction and validates Tesla's software pivot, but the timing and scale of profits from fully autonomous services remain speculative. Any delays in technical milestones or regulatory setbacks could weigh on sentiment, while successful progress and new approvals could quickly re-rate the stock. Shifting from strategy to legal and safety implications, BN2 in Serbia reports on a lawsuit in the United States that highlights the challenges of customer education and risk management around high-performance electric vehicles. According to BN2, a 59-year-old woman in Virginia has filed a lawsuit against Tesla seeking more than $10 million in damages after a test drive of a Tesla Model Y ended in a serious crash. The plaintiff alleges that Tesla staff allowed her to drive alone even though they knew she had never driven an electric vehicle before. She claims that employees failed to explain key features such as regenerative braking and did not warn her that the vehicle was left in its strongest acceleration mode, often referred to as insane. During the test drive, according to the complaint, she experienced strong deceleration when lifting off the accelerator at highway speeds due to regenerative braking, which unsettled her and led her to return to the dealership. At a traffic light near the dealership, when she attempted to move off, she pressed the accelerator but says the car surged far more powerfully than expected, crossing the roadway and crashing into a hair salon, where a fire subsequently broke out. Tesla denies responsibility, arguing that the driver did not operate the vehicle with due care. The court will consider whether Tesla had an obligation to provide more detailed instructions about regenerative braking, the specific acceleration settings, and the overall behavior of a high-performance EV before allowing an inexperienced EV driver to test it alone. For investors, the direct financial impact of one lawsuit is not material. However, the case surfaces broader themes. As EVs and advanced driver assistance systems spread, manufacturers face rising expectations to educate customers about new driving dynamics, from one-pedal driving to powerful torque delivery. Failure to do so can increase legal risk and potentially damage brand perception. If such cases start to multiply, regulators could push for new standards on how dealers and automakers must brief customers, which could add friction and cost to sales processes. Now let's look at a development that combines Tesla's product strategy with Elon Musk's broader AI ambitions. According to Navbharat Times and Dainik Jagran in India, Tesla has rolled out its Grok AI assistant into the Model Y in the Indian market, bringing an advanced conversational system directly into the cabin with support for multiple Indian languages. Navbharat Times reports that Grok AI is being delivered to Model Y owners in India via an over-the-air software update at no additional cost. Once updated, drivers can invoke the assistant either by pressing the voice button on the steering wheel or simply saying "Hey Grok." Unlike many car assistants that only support English, Grok in India understands and speaks several local languages, including Hindi, Marathi, Gujarati, Telugu, Tamil, and Kannada. Drivers can also personalize Grok's tone, language, and conversational style to suit their preferences. Functionally, Grok is designed to go beyond simple voice commands. The reports explain that Grok offers smart navigation that adapts to a driver's daily routines and schedule, automatically suggesting destinations such as home, work, or frequent stops. Drivers can plan complex routes with multiple stops using only voice instructions. The assistant can quickly locate nearby Tesla superchargers, restaurants, cafes, hospitals, ATMs, and restrooms, and provide guidance. Both Indian outlets note that Grok also helps interpret vehicle alerts. When a warning or notification appears on the screen, Grok can explain in plain language what it means and what the driver should do, reducing anxiety and confusion for less technical users. Dainik Jagran additionally frames this as part of a broader summer 2026 update that refines the Grok experience introduced internationally in the prior year. The update expands automatic navigation from basic home and work suggestions to more nuanced, habit-based routing. It reinforces that Grok integration is now standard across Tesla Model Y vehicles in India without extra subscription fees at this stage. From an investor's perspective, this rollout showcases several important trends. First, Tesla is deepening its integration of xAI's Grok into its core vehicle platform, turning the car into a front end for Musk's AI ecosystem. Over time, this can support new software subscription products, data collection for model training, and differentiated user experience versus rival EVs and traditional automakers. Second, by supporting multiple Indian languages out of the gate, Tesla is signaling a serious localization effort in one of the world's most important future EV markets. That can help build brand loyalty and adoption among non-English speakers and may increase the perceived value of the car beyond hardware specs such as range and acceleration. Third, features like multimodal navigation, context-aware assistance, and live explanation of alerts can reduce the friction and cognitive load of driving and maintaining an advanced EV. This may improve customer satisfaction, reduce service calls, and encourage owners to remain within Tesla's software ecosystem, which ties back into the wider theme of high-margin software and services layered on top of vehicle sales. Turning back to the financial market backdrop, the Free Press Journal in India reports that Elon Musk's personal net worth has fallen dramatically in recent weeks, largely due to sharp declines in both SpaceX and Tesla shares. According to the Free Press Journal, Musk's wealth peaked at about $1.33 trillion in mid-June, when SpaceX stock briefly surged after its record-breaking initial public offering and successful Starship launches. Since then, SpaceX shares have dropped steeply, and Tesla stock has also fallen, cutting Musk's net worth to around $684 billion. The magnitude of this decline over $600 billion is larger than the entire fortune of almost any other billionaire. While personal wealth swings do not change Tesla's balance sheet directly, they matter in several ways. Musk's financial flexibility affects his ability to fund new ventures, buy more stock, or support potential corporate restructurings. Investor psychology is also affected. When the figurehead of a technology ecosystem appears to be losing wealth rapidly, some shareholders interpret it as a proxy for deteriorating expectations. To better understand the SpaceX side of this story and its link to Tesla sentiment, the International Business Times in Australia and the Economic Times in India offer more detailed market context. International Business Times reports that SpaceX shares recently closed around $108, just above their all-time low and roughly half their intraday peak shortly after the June IPO. The stock now trades below its IPO price of $135, even though the company's valuation remains immense around $1.5 to $1.7 trillion despite generating less than $19 billion in revenue in 2025 and posting a $4.3 billion net loss in the first quarter of 2026. A major factor weighing on the stock is the impending expiration of insider lockup agreements. Once lockups end, hundreds of millions of previously restricted shares held by executives, employees, and early investors can be sold. Analysts cited by International Business Times and other outlets warned that this deluge of supply could exert significant downward pressure on the share price through the rest of this year and into 2027. Some estimate that SpaceX stock could be cut in half again by year-end if selling overwhelms demand. Options traders appear to share this caution, with billions of dollars reportedly placed in short positions against SpaceX, betting on further declines. Yet, interestingly, the analyst community as tracked by various platforms remains broadly bullish. Dozens of analysts still rate SpaceX a buy, with an average price target more than double the current level, though the range of estimates from very low to extremely high reveals just how uncertain valuation is for a capital-intensive, loss-making company attempting to build global satellite internet and space infrastructure. Morgan Stanley, for example, projects that SpaceX's revenue could reach $40-plus billion through Starlink growth this year, but does not expect positive free cash flow until around 2035. Meanwhile, SpaceX has already absorbed Musk's AI venture xAI and is exploring direct-to-device wireless services that could threaten incumbent telecom carriers. The Economic Times adds further detail on SpaceX's share price path. After debuting at $135 and quickly jumping to about $150 before spiking above $200, the stock has now fallen roughly 46% to the same region around $108. The outlet notes that roughly 911 million additional shares may be free for trading as lockups lapse, which could intensify selling pressure. The article also reminds readers that Tesla's own stock performance has contributed to Musk's wealth erosion. Since Tesla's second quarter earnings release on July 22, the shares have tumbled roughly 17%. The company missed profit expectations for the first time in more than 2 years and reported negative free cash flow as it accelerated spending on AI supercomputers, robot taxis, and humanoid robots. Musk told analysts this is a massive capex year and argued that the investments will yield incredible returns over time, but markets have reacted warily. Rising operating expenses, lower average selling prices, and weaker regulatory credit revenue pressured margins, even though vehicle deliveries rose. As a result, investors are now increasingly focusing on the question of whether Tesla's push into AI, autonomy, and robotics can justify the near-term profitability hit. For Tesla investors, the SpaceX situation matters in several ways. First, the sharp post-IPO volatility and looming insider selling at SpaceX show how fragile valuations can be, even for Musk LED companies with strong technological narratives. Second, if Musk's primary personal asset, SpaceX shares, remains under pressure, his incentives to unlock value in Tesla through software monetization, restructuring, or even strategic moves like a merger may intensify. Third, the public discussion about a potential Tesla-SpaceX combination, which Musk has not ruled out, may keep cross-currents between the two stocks alive for years. Putting all these stories together, Tesla enthusiasts and investors face a complex but coherent picture. On one side, Tesla is aggressively building out software and AI capabilities, FSD subscriptions, the emerging robotaxi business, and the Grok AI assistant integrated into vehicles. These initiatives emphasize recurring, high-margin software revenue and deeper ecosystem lock-in, which could support a long-term re-rating of the stock if execution succeeds. On another side, Tesla's global footprint is under strategic review, especially in China, where geopolitical risk collides with operational strength. Exit or separation scenarios for the China business are being modeled precisely because of their impact on future regulatory approval for closer integration with SpaceX and other Musk ventures. At the same time, legal, safety, and customer education issues from lawsuits over test drive accidents to regulatory scrutiny of autonomy claims remain ongoing risks that can affect brand and policy outcomes. And finally, the broader Musk ecosystem is experiencing large valuation swings. SpaceX's post-IPO tumble, Tesla's own share price correction, and the resulting hit to Musk's fortune underscore how tightly linked sentiment is across his companies. Moves in one asset often influence expectations for the others, particularly as talk of mergers and shared technologies becomes more frequent. For long-term investors, these developments present both warning signs and opportunities. The warning signs involve execution risk, capital intensity, regulatory hurdles, and the potential for prolonged volatility as huge valuations collide with uneven profitability. The opportunities lie in Tesla's unique position at the intersection of EVs, autonomy, software, robotics, and now conversational AI in cars, supported by a global manufacturing network and a large, data-rich fleet. That's all for today's episode of Tesla Daily News. Thank you for listening, and if you enjoyed this update, please subscribe so you don't miss the next one.